Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, June 30th, and welcome again to the big call. We're glad to have you here from all over the globe, not just the U.S. and Canada and Mexico and all those other countries. We're still hopefully getting out to about 200 countries around the globe. And so thank you for the SAP team to be able to do that for us. But let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call in like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another exhilarating exhortation in the way of a teaching that she has for us. So let's see what that's coming. See what that looks like. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we currently have, everything that you bless us with. You are Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. And thank you for healing us as Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer, Jehovah Tzidkenu, Jehovah Shalom, all these different names of God. Thank you. Thank you for everything that... Thank you for who we are in Jesus Christ. Thank you for who we are and who we are positionally in Christ, in the body of Christ. So thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray for a great call tonight, and we pray for a blessing, major, major blessing to come soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is it. Tuesday night, a little after 9, it's a great time to hear what you've prepared for us tonight. And Bob and I, and I'm sure everybody in Big Call Universe is excited to hear it.
Thank you, Bruce. So I have a little pop quiz for the two of you.
All right.
It's a prequel to the teaching. Tell me who said this.
Uh-oh.
And this is very important, so everybody prepare, because this really could be landing all around you. The two most important days of your life are the day you were born.
Hold on. And the day you find out why you were born.
Yes, good for you. Who said it right? Who said it?
I did. Who said that? Oh, who else said it besides me?
Yeah.
Who said it? The day you were born and the day.
Bob, do you know?
No, I don't.
I think I do.
Only guess.
Try to guess then.
I think it's George Harrison.
No. It was Mark Twain.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
George Harrison got it from Mark Twain. That's good. Dude, that's a good one.
Isn't that good?
Do I get half credit for getting the expression
right?
No,
you get minus credits for saying that you
made it up. But, come on.
Yeah, well, you did know the expression, so.
Yeah.
Yes, you get some. Okay, so now let's settle down, class.
You know, Sue, here's a question for you. What are the two happiest days of your life? Bob knows this.
Well,
you know,
I would say the day you identified with God, I would say. That's one.
Okay, that's a nice deep thing.
And the two happiest days? I would think that's the most important. The day you remembered who you were. Those are the two.
That's a nice deep thought. The real answer is... the day you buy a boat, and the day you sell your boat.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Remember that, Bob? You've heard that, Bob.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay.
Let's move in.
Let's move into the sacred, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, so this is called, for everybody that knows why they were born, the time to triumph. We decree notable deliverance is now in season, and it's breaking out all around the world and in our lives. Think about how prophetic these teachings are. In the Modern English Version, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ." In this supernatural era, when Jesus takes center stage and his ecclesia, his remnant, believers step to his side, Holy Spirit is pouring out the breaker anointing of Jesus to help us triumph in every difficult and dark time. This is true in our personal lives as well as throughout the nations. He's causing us to triumph in evil times. This is an era when God's people are going to experience great victories, great deliverance, God's words of miraculous power to break oppression of all types, spirit, soul, and body are being released. God's promises are now connecting to their moment, and it is going to change things for thousands and thousands and millions. Let's just get this up to speed and say for the entire world. God is validating his promises with signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. Part of the wonder of this moment, part of the miraculous power of God seen in this era, is going to be the anointing on sons and daughters to win great battles and victories. In fact, in the definition of the word triumph itself, is the picture of celebratory parade of victory, like Hosanna, a palm victory, where they wave the palm branches because it symbolized great victory. It is a time of triumph. Part of a recent prophetic word released to us said, "The Lord of hosts decrees the loosing of my people from yokes of bondage." A yoke, of course, is the wooden beam that went across the neck of oxen, and leather straps then tied that yoke around the neck of the oxen and were attached to a plow or possibly a wagon. In other words, a yoke ties you to what you are plowing. You're plowing or dragging a great weight behind you, a weight that is sapping your strength. It's slowing you down, and it's wearing you out. The Lord of hosts decrees the loosing of my people from yokes of bondage. I will break the back of the oppressors. I will loose miracles among you. Believe me for miracles. Believe me for signs and wonders. Believe me for healings of all manner of sickness and disease. Believe me for long-awaited miracles. Believe me for notable miracles and healings. And believe me for notable deliverance. As I reread the word, the last time jumped out at me, "Believe me for notable deliverance." God's word describes times when notable deliverance is seen and God acts on his promises, when God's word of promise come to their moment. God acts with great power, validating it and bringing it to pass. We are in that moment right now. We've entered a fight that we've never entered into before, but understand from Alpha's position to the ending position, there is going to be triumph. Something has to be overcome. We are all called overcomers, meaning ones who, with God's help, overcome. We are the ones who come over. We are called conquerors, but you cannot be a conqueror unless you conquer something. Holy Spirit says, "I'm leading you into times when I'm pouring out anointing to conquer." It is going to require faith and tenacity. It's going to require courage on our part. but fresh anointing is producing supernatural deliverance. Prayer. Christ, I ask for your breakthrough to come and come quickly. May your triumph be great and be put on display so that the world will know you are the rightful King. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, what a teaching, hey? That was
Wasn't
a long
good?
One. Yeah.
I know.
Long,
but
very,
it was a worthy one. Yeah.
It was worthy. Yeah, it sure was. I thought it was really, really good. It, you know, you talked about several concepts, you know, about anointing and the Holy Spirit and triumph and signs, wonders, and miracles, which I would include healing as a miracle. You know, you've got quite a bit there. And the other thing is talking about the yoke, you know, with the analogy with the oxen, for example, Jesus said, take my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, cast your cares on me, Jesus said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. You know, and then he talks about the yoke, you know. And then the other thing regarding a yoke is, you know, in marriage or in business or in certain friendships and everything, you're to be equally yoked, where both of you are pulling together in the same direction and not going off in different directions. You know, being equally yoked in something is a concept that we're aware of. And I thought it was a really good teaching. I'm trying to think of what else came to mind besides that. It was so long and good, I couldn't remember it all. But I think it's very important, Sue, to remember those concepts.
You just took it in. I mean, it was like swimming in the ocean. It wasn't to remember the words. It was to remember what
right.
It was inspiring in you, right?
Right. Exactly. And I did remember one other concept that you were talking about, and I took it a little bit in a new direction, and that was, you know, when we leave certain things behind, when we leave certain aspects of our life, certain memories, when we try to move on beyond those, we can do that. And we can also have generational curses from past generations, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, that can visit us and be part of our lives. We need to be able to pray those out and get rid of those things. Also, with relationships, you can have soul ties. And it's best to release soul ties to yourself before moving on to a new relationship. And I got that a little bit, too, in what you were saying, Sue, in what you were in that last part of the teaching tonight. So there's so much there to unpack. Really, that would you could teach on that teaching for a month and probably get the benefit from it. I'd like to thank you, Sue, for that, bringing that out. Bob, what would you say about this teaching that you liked or remembered or meant something for you?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I agree with Bruce. This was very, very powerful teaching and inspiring. You know, the whole idea of the time to triumph is here is, I think that lots of people are feeling that these days and are very, you know, enthusiastic and anticipating a lot of great things to come. And I think that we're starting to see that, and I think that we're starting to see some gifts you know, from God that are now manifesting in the form of things like AI and quantum computers, and they are leading to some really, really great things. And yes, some people are afraid of it, and there needs to be, you know, some guardrails around AI, like it's happening, you know, already. But at the same time, AI is going to give us a cure for all diseases, and it's going to give us, if we choose, an exit velocity in regard to immortality of the biological self. And I think that there's different levels of awareness that people have, because this time to triumph is kind of just coming upon us, and some people are still struggling with it. And perhaps the biggest triumph needs to be you yourself triumphing over yourself, and learning in times of great turmoil, but with great potential, we have to be able to quiet our minds and be able to ascend our consciousness to a place of awareness, so we don't get swept away by any negativity, and observe what's happening not only all around us, but within us, more importantly, from a position of an observer, and then to pray in a different way, pray with more fervor, with more intensity, and act with more intensity, with vigor and courage, with, you know, very focused intention, and then to testify with more passion, and really feel this triumph that's upon us already. This is not a time to triumph that's coming. It's here, right? That was the teaching, the time to triumph is right here. And so feeling that triumph and feeling the deliverance and really feeling and embracing those promises, you know, and as the teaching said, to really embody that power, to feel the power of God and to embody it within yourself. And don't worry as much as what other people are saying that might be disturbing you or making you angry, but rather don't think about how others are treating you, but how are you actually treating yourself? Are you treating yourself with love during this time of triumph? And are you treating yourself with a sense of discipline instead of being distracted? And are you treating yourself with forgiveness? And in this way, we can really embrace the triumph that's here upon us and within us right at this moment.
That's good, Bob. That's good, Bob. I like the part about, you know, forgiving yourself and treating yourself well. And by further extension, how are you treating others? And are you forgiving others? You know, take that forgiveness that God gave you and extend it to someone else so that you can forgive others even as Christ has forgiven you. Sue, Bob did a wonderful job, as always, on commenting on that. And what would your take be on the teaching tonight?
Well, what I am just listening to the two of you who had wonderful comments, what I think is, and why I picked this teaching, is we have millions of listeners, you know, over 20 million listeners. And so I realize it's an opportunity to really place in awareness the opportunity of breaking free from the yoke. And to me, and what Bob was pointing to, the yoke is thinking that, number one, I mean, just really, really take this in, that everybody in the world, not just the United States, not just you, not just your family, you didn't win the lottery, everyone in the world will have the yoke of financial scarcity removed. Everyone in the world, not the United States, not your state, etc. Everyone in the world, having just finished watching a Denzel Washington movie, where, you know, Denzel is always about kind of justice, vengeance, will have the bully that has been the yoke on humanity's back removed. I mean, we're going to be living in a world where everyone in the world will be shown where that world tried to dominate them as if they were mafia bosses. Where when you knew in your body that that doesn't feel right, or this feels off, or something outside of you. So I'm going to harp on, for so long, humanity has had the power is outside of you, the love is outside of you. It's been programmed by a reality which we're going to be shown is going to be the inverse. We're going to be shown that the reality, the victory, and the thing maybe to forgive yourself the most for was not realizing sooner where the adaptations that you took on, how you may have compromised or not. Some of us left early and said, wait a minute, this, you know, American, whatever is the hustle, the celebrity, the going for material wealth over health and well-being.
Yep.
Some of us left that early and said, no, that's not soul fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, everybody on this call is literally a sea of light that is going to be working to recreate through healthy bodies, through healthy relationships, through union, through collaboration, through communities that get together and are sitting in outdoor spaces and thinking up new ideas and creating and seeing smiles in people all around them, because they're going to be free to create.
Yeah, that's right.
Free to create what works, not out of fear that some agent's going to go pick them up. I had friends that were like in the natural health world, Bob, and they were doing amazing work, but they got stopped because they were going up against the, you know, the man. So,
exactly.
You know, that's the thing that I'm excited about. And this, the victory is to everybody that's hearing these words and reflecting on where you stand, realizing you're not just you. You're a person that's connected to the currencies, the med beds, the projects. Wait till you start, and that you're going to be leading the people that are going to be getting, you know, their Doge and their everything else, but you have more awareness, and you are a bright light for your community just because you exist. And that, to me, is an enormous, silent, powerful victory. So those are my thoughts.
That's good commentary, Sue. I enjoyed that. That was really good. I like that. And, of course, Bob and I both enjoyed the teaching. And I don't know what movie you saw, but I have a question for you. Have you seen the movie The Sheep Detectives?
No. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. It was recommended to me by someone in the pod who shall remain nameless. However,
okay.
I wonder if it's A or T.
Is it A or T? It's one of those two.
Yo, T. Yeah,
okay.
quite a good recommendation. I saw it last night or the night before. And it was really, I recommend it. It's number one movie on Prime. Number one on Prime.
Okay.
All right, so
thank you.
Yes. And I think it's a good movie for everybody out there. If you want to find a good, wholesome, pretty good movie, it's a good one. It's fun. All righty. So, Sue, thank you for that teaching. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can move into prayer and praise time. And let's see what has come in. I don't think I have anything specific to pray for tonight. And I want to say before we get into prayer, God has a perfect memory. Sometimes we tend to pray for things, the same things, over and over and over. And I get the impression that God's figuratively rolling his eyes because he got that prayer already. He got that prayer a long time ago. And I know it makes us feel good to pray for things again and again and again, like the RV. I get that. But God knows. He doesn't forget. So I just wanted to say that. So I don't have anything specific.
I think also what you're highlighting is when you're over-praying, it's almost like you doubt that you were heard.
That's good. Yes.
It's like there's not the confidence that when you pray, it is done. So let's go on to, thank you for that, Bruce. And I'm going to see if I can throw a couple of your way. So we have Sherry and Mike, who like all of a sudden did really much better because they found out that he didn't have cancer and they had
Praise
to drain
God.
His lungs. But... Mm-hmm. She writes to me, and she's writing to me right now, and I know she's saying, I'm listening to the big call. Hi, Sherry. Mike is in the hospital. His lungs are full of fluid again. We believe he will be getting drain tubes and want to know till doctors come. They have him on oxygen now. So we're going to just pray for this mild, I can't call it for this journey that they're on that has gone from really good to this a little dip. I'm just, Sherry and Mike, hold on, embody, let it move through your body, the light of Christ that is surrounding you as all the listeners on the big call see Sherry and Mike. They're two wonderful people, incredibly dedicated to the healing of the world. Being surrounded in light in the room that they're in, the doctors that they're in, make it 1,000 times stronger with Christ standing over them so that they're sealed in a stabilization of Mike and Sherry can just rest and know that all this light, all this power, all these miracles are surrounding her. In Jesus' name, hope you like that, Sherry.
Amen.
We say amen.
Amen. You know what, Sue? When somebody has fluid in the lungs, it's a scenario I've been familiar with from Paula. They sometimes will go in through the back with a syringe, go right into the lung, and withdraw the fluid that way. And I know the doctors know this, of course. And they'll pull sometimes over a liter of fluid out. That's a lot of fluid.
Yeah,
and that helps a lot. So maybe they're doing it a different way, or maybe they've already tried that, or will do that. But it is, you know, an operation in a sense, but it's not. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not something that is a huge thing. You pull it out. You pull it out by the syringe, and it comes
yeah,
out.
So yeah, it's what you're saying is maybe is
it's not super invasive.
It's regulatory. They're just
yes.
helping the body to help balance itself. Right.
Exactly.
It's just getting it more into homeostasis. Okay, yep. So let's go to needing prayer. Okay, here we go. This is from Tarja. Thank you for your fine work. I'm a member of the Big Call Universe. Mm-hmm. I have a 28-year-old daughter, Linda, who took part in an HPV influenza vaccination that about 20 years ago after she... healthy, smart child, got a bad autoimmune disease, brain fog, my family. Finally, also schizophrenia. At the time, I did not know how dangerous the vaccines could be. My family and I have tried everything, and blah, 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 blah. She's the only child, and I'm worried how she can manage life after her parents die. Could you please pray for her? Why don't you take that? That's for Tarja.
Tarja, how do you spell the name?
T-A-R, cool name, T-A-R-J-A.
Okay, Tarja or Tarja, depending.
Yeah.
And that's, wow. Well, let's not speak after you're dead as parents, okay? And how will she survive and all this? Well, you know, this is where we have to use our faith. Like in the teaching that Sue had tonight, it was all about believing God. That's what faith is. And so we're going to believe for Tarja or Tarja to be completely healed from past vaccines, from anything. And, of course, when appropriate, which is very, very soon, the med beds will take care of that. In fact, even the vaccine scars that a lot of us have up on our upper arm will be removed. It'll be gone as if it never happened. And so we're going to just speak right now that total healing would come to her, Tarja, and that she would be completely healed and that your mind would be at rest, that she would be completely healed. So we're speaking healing to her body. We're speaking of nil effect from any bad vaccines or HIV stuff, or whatever, human papillomavirus, HPV rather, not HIV, HPV, anything that she had in the past would be of nil effect. So we're speaking that into her body right now, and she can do the same thing, and you can do the same thing to her and speak it. And we're doing it by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the healer. In his name we pray, amen and amen.
Perfect. Okay, so now we're going to do another one. And let me just find this. Needing prayer. Let's see here. I have suffered with a chronic condition for 40 years now. My mother and grandmother both suffered with it till they went home. Doctors have never been able to help. Please pray for me. I know God has an answer. Gracie B., Vancouver, Washington. So, let's everybody...
Vancouver, British Columbia? Oh, is Vancouver on the border?
Yeah. It's in Washington. Yep, Vancouver, Washington.
I've got to take this one right now. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. I guess I should just keep going. All right, so... let's all pray for Gracie and her sister and her mother, grandmother, 40 years, my mother and grandmother. So, Gracie, what can happen sometimes is when maybe it's been talked about in the family or you're associating and identifying that you're like your mother, you're like your grandmother, they had this, then that means I have this. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you to release that identification, that something that existed up until now in your family, and what you've identified, imagine that you could say, okay, imagine that you could call on Christ and that the purity of Christ's love and energy, which is who you are when you're in pure Christ knowing, imagine that that beautiful light and all the light of the people on the call were coming in and releasing you from identifying, associating, catching, being part of the consciousness and cellular condition that you're telling us about here. So imagine that there was like a pillar of light of Christ's love and miracles. The Father and you are one. And it's purifying you from saying, I have to have this just like them, or it's never been better. And instead, try stepping into the part of you that's never had that dis-ease. And try to imagine what it would feel like. You know that you're going to get into the med beds if you were perfectly vibrantly well. And you gave yourself permission not to be loyal to your mother or your grandmother. Sometimes people are loyal to people's conditions. So imagine you have permission to step into full healing, full miracles, to know what that feels like in your body and see if you can actually feel that in your body. Let your cells receive who you are as pure, Christed, healing, miracle energy. And just sit with that and open yourself to that and open yourself to everything that's possible when you know and identified with that. And be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And now, let's go to Jenya.
Okay.
Okay. Where is she? Jenya, where are I pull up these things so I can praise. Here we go.
Okay.
As June comes to a close, we pause, reflect, prayer, and thank God for the gift of life, for all the blessings and protection. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit shows up, is that right? Dries up the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 17:22.
Yeah.
God comes first, making God the ultimate priority in every aspect of life. Today we pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners on the Big Call, for their health and finances, all the prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health, all the victims in Venezuela affected by the powerful and devastating twin earthquakes, magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 that struck the country on June 24th. For everyone affected by the wildfires in Colorado, for the Arizona firefighter that died battling wildfire in Colorado, safe travels for everyone traveling over the 4th of July in the summer, world peace. There are exactly 4 days left until July 4th, 2026, which marks the United States' 250th birthday. America is celebrating its 250th birthday, the semi-quincentennial, marking the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, signed on July 4th, 1776, 250 years of independence. Wishing everyone a blessed week, we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Wow, Jeannie, thank you for that. I love that. That's the first time I've heard a semi-quincentennial. You know, a quincentennial would be 500 years, and semi would be half that. 250. That is really cool. I never even heard that expression before, but that's cool. And yes, we are celebrating our independence, and as such, we should be celebrating our financial independence.
Yes.
And I'll get into that in my segment in a little while. But that's really good. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Absolutely. Sue, thank you for that prayer and praise time. What about your offering tonight, and what about what we need to know by what you have been working on, and maybe a slight inference into what the new glue classes were about?
Oh, I know. The new glue is, we just got so many. I should have pulled up all the testimonials, but I feel like I'm a tease if I talk about it.
Yeah, it would be. That would be.
And not offer it. You know, that's not ethical.
Can't do it.
But I have something. I do have something very fresh. Let me see if I can do this so I can bring it up, because I think this is really important. We have a fresh offering that could be very powerful in the next couple of days, because I have a feeling that's where you're going to take us. And let me see if I can read this. But I have to read this, because I created a document for my organization. I'm working on a lot of culture development documentation for my projects. And one of the things we said is, we don't ask them to fit in. We ask them to imagine and grow. So now, I know everybody's going to know this, but this is important to read. So just sit with your eyes closed, and let me give this and share this to you. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones that do.
That's good.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yep.
So
you are that person.
I know.
I have been that person. Bob was that person. We can relate to that.
Really, for all of us, I mean, when you really listen, I got a chance to talk to a woman who I'm buying a dog from, and I started hinting at some of this stuff, and I realized how fortunate I am, because I'm only with people that are completely in this. I'm not with regular people
at all.
That's what I mean. I mean, and you have to, you seem, and you realize that we are, but this that applied to Christ. Christ believed in things that nobody else was believing in. And that's why I had to bring that teaching for tonight, because we are really stepping into things and capacities and potentials that are going to take us beyond anything we could have imagined for ourselves unless you meditate and you go into your future self, your Holy Spirit, and say, show me my most magnificent, most beautiful paradise future that I'm going to share with people. It's time for us to get out of survival, and everything that created that, and into paradise. We're all going to have the opportunity to create paradise on earth. Not just, oh, let's be productive, let's just do projects. A lot of what I'm working on right now is about hiring the people who will be using AI. We had a special thing that went out to the pod today about hiring in the AI and quantum era, who are going to be able to think. You can't be bringing your old identity. You've got to starve the identity. You've got to starve the identity that got you here and bring the best of the identity that you may not even know yet, because it's so alive. It's so, the vision of what the world can be is so strong in you that when you walk into a room, you're going to be leading these people because they know that you own it. They know that you are literally walking with the future that they can feel in their body as clarity, as vision, as I'm not all over the place. I'm not going to be led by I know it in my being.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're going to be offering something that we think is pretty special. I just thought we needed a little freshening, so I'll help you with how to say it.
All right. Bring it.
But it's called Startup Clarity. Yep. So I've been doing this work, I'm going to just call it practical neuroscience and faith-based, for over 35 years. And I'm going to read you two testimonials. It's Startup Clarity, Designing Founder Clarity, Team Alignment, and Regenerative Cultures from Day One.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved in startups for years, but this experience helped me to see why so many struggle before they ever gain momentum. Startup Clarity gave me a completely different framework for building people, culture, and long-term success. Here's another one. This wasn't just about launching a project. It was about creating the conditions where people naturally become focused, collaborative, innovative, and excited to contribute. Every founder should experience this.
Mm-hmm.
So we created this because I've been lucky to be in several things. Most of my projects were new, whether it was working in a corporation, whether it was starting a really well-funded anti-obesity project, whether it was helping one of the largest insurance companies to partner with that company, they were always new initiatives. And sometimes you were coming into people that had, you know, very low trust in the environment they were in, and it was my job to create collaboration, momentum, get people so they were trusting each other. And so we created this program. It's three sessions, and I'll just give you the write-up. The greatest challenge facing most startups isn't funding. It isn't strategy. It isn't technology. It's clarity. Startup Clarity helps founders create the human and organizational foundation that allow visionary ideas to flourish from the very beginning. Rather than reacting to uncertainty, you learn how to intentionally design where people understand the mission, feel deeply connected to the purpose, and naturally contribute at a higher level. Now, I'm just going to stop there for a second. A lot of people make it a lot more complex than it needs to be. So I know everybody in this world. I know every single one of you. I've met so many, thousands of people. You don't have to be some super communicator, been in corporate, been in big projects. This is designed for those of you who have a project and you just need to get essential about it so that you can harness what lights you up about your project. And you're going to hear from someone. It's going to feel like that anxiety of, oh my God, I've never done a project, and who am I going to be surrounded with? And all that really stepping into your larger calling. If you haven't done it before, it can make you a little anxious. But what you're going to find out, because we have three meditations, what you're going to find out is Holy Spirit is actually guiding you, but you have to get it into your body, and you have to really trust, I really do know and love what I'm doing. And this is just going to help you get a little bit more articulate, a little bit more clear, a little bit knowing the people that are going to be involved. So you're not walking in to just unorganized, and no map. All of our brains need a map. You are not the map, but when you have the structure of a map and you have the freedom to be who you are, that's what this program gives you. You're going to feel the hidden reasons, the building cultures, sometimes stalls, and how to build with focus, ownership, creativity, and trust. And most importantly, you're going to move beyond scarcity. And that's the part. There's no scarcity in your being ready. But you're not going to be talked out like a Harvard business left brain linear thing. You're going to get it for your whole self. I mean, I wish I'd had this program when I was getting into these really big projects. I trusted myself to try new things, but it's almost like what I'm doing this live on the big call. It's like, this is what I wish I'd had when I was taking on a project that was all of Canada. And if I'd had this in my head and somebody that had been there, telling me this in a relaxed, integrated, clear, not just left brain, so you're going to get strategy, but you're going to get it so you feel it in your body. If I'd had somebody that understood what I was going through, I would have been so grateful. And that's really where this is coming from. It's coming from lived experience, the best of organizational and development and startup psychology and learning, and it's just going to make it easy for you. So here's what you have to do to get it, and here's who you are if you want it. If you have anything that's feeling like, I'm just not clear, I'm all over the map, I hear this even in the pod. Sometimes they go rogue, and they say, oh, I wasn't clear. Now, because of the new glue, I'm much clearer. You've got to kind of train your clarity. So if you want more clarity and you want to feel freer in that clarity, that's what this is going to do. It's going to be like, oh, I'm walking in a loose outfit. It's not tight. It's giving you a spine to walk in and own your love for your project with clarity and a sense of aliveness and a sense of wonder. That's what you should have. It's going to be fun to learn how to develop a project, but it's going to make it so it's easier for you. So you hear, oh, that's good that you did that little misstep, or you did this, it's going to make it so you feel comfortable. All you have to do is send us an email and just say startup clarity 150, whether you have PayPal or not, And then for Bruce, your name and your number. And then for Bruce, all you have to do is say, startup 150, get the clarity, get the ease, and get the focus so you can just rest in your natural love for your projects. That's really what it's designed to do. And as you heard, just a little knack that I have to make things that seem complex or too big seem natural, close, and achievable. There's a lot of big stuff going on in everybody's lives, and we want you to wear something that feels like, oh yeah, I'm wearing a nice linen dress or nice linen slacks, and I'm just comfortable, and I know what I'm doing. Wouldn't that be nice to have? So remember that if you can, Bruce. That's my segment for tonight. Startup Clarity.
Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, Sue, I got it.
You got it.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Sue. You're welcome. Thank you for that. Takk for this to our Norwegian fans. Takk for this. Congratulations to Norway.
Wait a minute. I forgot to tell you. Sorry.
I'll be really quick.
Sorry. First of all, because of probably what you said, I'm going to give you the credit. Aren't I generous? Mm. We had like a bunch of Norway, it's like all these Norwegian and Swedish people wrote to us, and that Norwegian testimonial that I talked to you, he's a vet, Bruce. He's a vet in Norway.
Veterinarian or veteran?
Yeah, veterinarian.
What do you mean,
I'm sorry.
Veterinarian. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so he takes care of animals, and so when he said that he was so moved to tears when he did the meditations, and then I found out he's a veterinarian taking care of animals.
Our little furry friend.
Hi, Dosh. Yes. I mean, think about who you have to be to take care of animals.
Dosh, what town are you in? Do I know the town? Are you as north as Tromsø? Are you near Trondheim? Are you near Bergen? Are you near Oslo? Where the heck are you? Are you up on a fjord somewhere? Are you seeing the northern lights this summer?
He's with the reindeers.
Are you a skilaufer? Are you a skier? Of course you are. You're a Norwegian.
Isn't that cool, though?
Yeah, very cool.
And then
cool.
We got somebody from Ireland. Oh, really, really, it's amazing. For Bob. That's for Bob. Okay, that's
Bob.
Me. I'm out.
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot.
Thank you, Sue. Congratulations to Norway for the win on Sunday, which was really Monday morning on the Golf Channel, the playoff hole, 18th hole, which the Norwegian player won, and he made a nice long putt for birdie, and Scottie Scheffler missed his what looked like maybe a 4-footer for birdie, and so he lost the playoff. But it was a good tournament. It was a really good tournament. Sue, it was in your neck of the woods.
It was held up.
The golf tournament was right there in your backyard, almost, in Connecticut.
Okay.
What's the insurance town, the big insurance town?
Hartford.
It was near Hartford, like a suburb of Hartford. I'd heard of it. It was a tournament players club. What?
Simsbury?
No. Uh-uh. But
okay.
Anyway,
Avon.
It was,
Avon.
Negative.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, I've heard of the actual area of the town, but I'm going to call it an outskirt of Hartford. But anyway, it was a great tournament up there. And it always seems to be close, every year when they play it up there. And it is the Travelers Championship, Travelers Insurance, Travelers Championship. And they pulled off a really good tournament. And Norway had a pretty good contingent of fans who were there for the World Cup soccer matches in that area. And so they had quite a section, and the Norwegians do this rowing thing, like they're rowing these warships that they built so beautifully. You know, when you go into Oslo and you go into the airport and you go in, all of a sudden you see this huge warship in the airport, suspended from wires from the ceiling, and it's up there, beautiful wooden, ship. It's just really cool. Anyway, that's my Norway thing for right now. And the Norwegians have a weird thing. They have ice cream that's vanilla ice cream, and they put those chocolate sparkles on it. You know, they put, like, you, I don't think it dips into it, but they, and that's kind of that's the way you get chocolate over there, these little tiny chocolate pieces. But it's good. It's good. Anyway, we're not doing ice cream right now anyway. No dairy. No dairy, Sue. No sugar. No fun. Okay.
No fun.
No fun for you. No fun for you. Thank you, Sue. All righty then. Bob, did you catch any of the golf tournament over the weekend, or the playoff at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Golf Channel yesterday morning?
The one that was held in Cromwell, Connecticut?
Yes, Cromwell.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yes.
Wow. Good for you.
Just north of New Haven?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's Sue's stomping grounds. It is not.
Cromwell is not my stomping ground. So
what a name, Cromwell. Well.
Yeah.
Cromwell. But that was a really, and I mean, look, that's good. That player, Bob, help me with his name again. It was, do you remember his name?
Victor.
Victor Hovland. How do you spell his last name, Bob?
Hovland.
Hovland. Got it. Hovland. Yep. Victor Hovland. Victor, let me tell you. When the Ryder Cup comes back around, he's going to be a contender. He's a player, man. That guy's good, really good. And Scotty's good. He's number one in the world. But Victor is right there, and they were neck and neck and played together the last two rounds as the last group going off. And Victor, and they had rain and rain delays and all that, but Victor pulled it out, man. More power to him. He's a player, definitely a player, contender, and he's a winner. So, Bob, you're a winner. You're a golfer. Neither one of us could stack up to Scotty or Victor Hovland, but we love the game. So tell us what is going on at Boomers on the last day of June.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Yeah, so we got some really cool testimonials that came in since last Thursday. And this guy is really great. He's been using our products for 10 years and sent in a video talking about his experience, which was really cool. He uses our dynamic combo Barley and Boomer Boost, and in honor of the 250th, he put the Barley and Boomer Boost on a table that had looked like a brass sculpture of an eagle. And he was talking about it and how the Boomer Boost can even help to boost the eagles in flight. And so this was, again, a first. We've never seen a testimonial quite like it. We have received 4,289 testimonials. But this was the first one we had Boomer Boost boosting up an eagle. So,
very cool.
Everybody, his testimonial reads, at 69 years of age, all I take is the dynamic combo, and my yearly checkups are great. And he sent in this video and a picture of himself, and this guy, he says he's 69, but I don't know. I think he's making up stories because he looks like he's about 38.
Wow.
And he seems to be very healthy and vibrant, and he's got a great sense of humor, I can tell you that. And we got another one. This one is about Boomer Boost and collagen this lady is taking together. She starts out and says, thank God I was able to get back on the Boomer Boost. I feel the increase in my energy right away and an elevation in my mood. What an answer to prayer. And it tastes fantastic. Boomers, you are an answer to prayer with your miraculous products for many of us. I bless you and thank you deeply. And
wow.
She's putting all these emojis of prayer hands in their testimonial.
Yeah. Oh, that's clever.
And this is another, this testimonial came in, some man wrote in about Myotrol. He said, I noticed the energy boost the first time I took one pill. On day two, I took two, and I've stayed on two every day. Simply amazing.
Awesome.
And this lady wrote in about Myotrol. My performance at the gym has improved significantly since I started taking Myotrol. I take it 1 hour before going to the gym. I'm 75 years old, and I feel stronger during my workout. I have more endurance and stamina the rest of the day and don't need naps during the day anymore. And,
terrific.
Here's another one. Last one is about our Clarity Factor product. This lady writes, I really like the Clarity Factor. The Holy Spirit and the Clarity Factor keeps me sane. I don't know what to make of that testimonial, but we really appreciate her putting Clarity Factor alongside God.
Amen. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Clarity Factor has just been elevated in stature by your testimonial.
For sure. Evidently. Good stuff.
Yep. And then just wanted to remind people about the two sales we have going on, Bruce.
Yes.
So we're doing the sale, which is four products, 40% off for the 4th of July. And we have eight products in this group that you can choose from.
Yeah.
You can get one of each. You can get four of the same thing if you want. You can get more than four, but any four or more gets you 40% off. And this includes the Heirloom and Gladiator Barley, our Good Night Formula, the Clarity Factor we just talked about, our digestive enzymes, our collagen peptides, our turmeric, and vitamin C. And just add them to your cart, and when you get to four, it's going to start to take that 40% off for you. And that sale will go through the end of the 4th of July.
Okay.
And then last thing I want to say is this, Bruce, because this is a really important development for our country. And this was about on last week, President Trump signed an executive order advancing regenerative agriculture. So this is a report from the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's it's the purpose of it is for starting to turn the tide away from the type of agriculture that depletes the soil and uses too many pesticides and towards organic and regenerative farming. And they have a committee put together of very successful regenerative farmers that are helping to put together the whole plan for this. But it's going to, it's already got a $1 billion head start. And now they're going to be doing a prize, kind of like an X Prize type of deal, where they're going to have a challenge to help accelerate new and innovative methods for helping to get away from pesticide-driven agriculture. And this is they've assigned a new person to be in charge of it, and it has all the power of the funding and the executive order that was needed to actually put this in place. And it's the first time we've ever seen anything like this, where a president and an HHS secretary and the director of the USDA and the EPA are joining together to finally take notice and admit that the type of farming we're doing is not good, and that they are going to begin to do something about it. And
that's great news.
I was watching RFK speak earlier today, and he said that in Iowa, which is a huge agricultural state, because of the excessive use of pesticides in their crops, they have the highest rate of cancer anywhere in the United States. And worse than any industrial areas, worse than states that have ports, like the Port of New York, the Port of Tampa, the Port of San Diego. We know that the air quality is much worse in those towns, and there's more cancer. But even with that, the pesticides in Iowa are causing more cancer than anything else. And so this is the new initiative that was announced last week, and I think it's going to be really great. And
I think it's going to be great.
That's what I have for tonight, Bruce. It's 22 minutes after 10.
Okay, all right.
It's all good.
Well, Bob, thank you for that, and that's a great initiative. I'm so glad, and I know Dr. Oz is in there probably right with, everybody else on this project. And, man, that's so good, because that's going to line up very much with what we want to do with Rebuild America. And regenerative farming is a concept that Sue brought to us a couple of years ago that I think that is definitely catching on, and we're going to be part of that. So that's great.
And the pod is, like, literally two-thirds of the pod is into that.
Oh, perfect.
So
yeah,
it's really good. Cool.
Yep. Glad to hear it, Sue. Yep,
very
I knew
cool.
Some of the podsters were definitely into it, and now all of Big Call Universe is aware and can be exposed and be part of regenerative farming all over the globe.
So good. Yeah. So
not
good, Bob.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, for that. Absolutely.
Yep. Maybe one of the pod members will win the prize.
Oh, that
maybe.
Would be cool. That's a good way to challenge. Yep. Thank you.
Well, I think that's good news. Really good news. It's about time, you know, that we started understanding and taking care of the earth, taking care, because that's where our crops come from. And we've got to make sure the soil is enriched and has all the nutrients we need, and it can sustain us. And I like the idea of using composting to reinfuse the soil with the minerals and everything, the vitamins that we need to find in our food naturally. Well, that's great news. Let's just stay on top of that. That's
yeah,
that regenerative farming is huge. Go ahead, Bob.
You know, we already have, you know, from the regenerative, you know, farms up in Canada by Edmonton is where they have the most beautiful, pristine, organic farms anywhere. And that's where we get our barley from, where we get our lignins from, where we get our probiotics from, and highly regenerative, anti-inflammatory, and, you know, and muscle-building properties of those crops that are grown in that type of soil that are completely organic. They have no need for any pesticides because the plants are so strong that from that type of agriculture, they produce their own pesticides that keep them healthy.
Naturally,
and so already
yes.
People can take advantage of that type of products that are going to be grown much more in the future in these new types of farms, but they've been going on for over 15 years already up in Canada, and we have access to those products right now.
That's exactly right, Bob. Thank you. Thank you for that, and that's good to know. We know that the barley that we have, heirloom and gladiator barley, are, you know, natural, organic-based crops, and the fact that they are harvested at exactly the right exact time to give us the maximum potency in the gladiator and heirloom barley. It's terrific, and it's such a good thing. And we're exclusive on that. We're the only ones that have it and have it available. So what you should do is take advantage. You know, I'm going to take advantage tomorrow on this sale, especially I'm low on gladiator barley. So I'm going to double up and get at least four, maybe six of those starter canisters of gladiator barley and pick up some. You can't hurt yourself by getting more of the Goodnight formula, which is also one of the eight products, and also premium probiotics. Got to get that too. So there's eight product choices. You can buy four or more of any in that group of eight. So to get to that and to see what those are, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's your direct link. When you click on it, boom, it takes you right into the Boomers website, and you can go through. You'll see the products, all products tab. You'll see a pull down for on sale. You can click on it, and it'll give you all the products that are included in the sale, and then build something together. And the other sale, I believe, and Bob, I don't know if you mentioned it, is the idea of the wasn't it the collagen? Buy one, get one half off. The collagen, which is still tremendous, right? That's still another sale separate from the eight, but you can go ahead and order that buy one, get one half off on collagen if you're experiencing, you know, joint pain, for example. And it'll help you build cartilage where your knees might be bone on bone. It'll help you build that cartilage up. And then, of course, it'll help also cancel the pain that you're feeling, whether it's shoulder, knee, ankle, hip, all of the joint, major joints in the body. So take advantage of that. If you need a little assistance, that's what customer support is for, and you use the 800 number to call in. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So go ahead and give a call if you need. Everybody, 98.875% of the orders are made online just like you would any other online store, and just put it in your cart, take it to checkout. You'll see your discounts of 40% on those any of those eight products if you buy four or more taken at checkout. So take advantage of that, and like I'm going to do it tomorrow. I meant to do it today, and I got caught up, but I will do it tomorrow and take advantage of that sale. All right, guys, let's get into the intel. Let's see what we have. And a lot of this I received yesterday evening, and I got a couple of little tweaks today, but this is very good. Okay, I usually try to create a timeline, and we know we're at the last day of the month. We were told we would get notified Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of this week. And we know that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Monday and Tuesday are gone, the last day of the month. But Wednesday is still very much in play tomorrow, the 1st of July. Now, I told you guys before, I get real squirrely when we get down toward the end of the month, wondering if it will happen in the month of June. Nope, it didn't. But July is looking very good. And what about people that say, well, it's not going to happen until July 4th, or maybe after that sometime because of the celebration and what July 4th symbolizes in terms of freedom, liberty, financial freedom, and everything that we're expecting. Well, I'm going to say that is true. There is potential for us to get announcements. You know, President Trump's going to make an announcement somewhere. What is it, Idaho? He's going to make something over at Mount Rushmore in the next couple of days. But everything we're getting, which is limited now, realize that. It is a little bit limited, but we are getting the fact that we had rates on the screens at the redemption centers yesterday. Today, they were not there. They dropped. They were off. But they were solid yesterday. And we did get one source that said rates were on the screens in Europe yesterday, and that our rates would be 50% higher than what they were seeing in Europe. I thought, okay, that's good. Now, we know, for example, the dinar is at a contract rate. President Trump set that up for us back in his first term. We know what the ZIM is because it's on par with our new U.S. yen dollar. The dong, you know, it's funny because the rates were there off today, but behind the scenes, they're still trading them. They're still trading. And we just got that word tonight. So things are happening for us, and the latest input we have, remember this, ZIM holders are supposed to be notified first. We believe that we, as ZIM holders, will have a 10 to 12 hour head start on receiving the 800 number as an email. We've got that. That looks like it's pretty definite. The other thing is, when these notifications come out, they will come out both on SMS, or let's call it text message, and email. So if they have your text and your phone number, you might get a text as well as an email, provided they have your email. On some people, they might have your phone number and not your email. And so we'll see how that turns out. But I would look for one or the or both. Now, when are we in Tier 4B supposed to get notifications if we are ZIM holders? the information I've heard so far is it looks like it's supposed to be tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, the 1st of July, tomorrow mid to late afternoon. I'll just say it that way. Now, what about other than Zim holders, but you might be a dinar or a dong or an Afghani or a rupiah holder, possibly any number of other currencies, okay? That is supposed to come out 10 or 12 hours later. So it might be early morning Thursday that everybody gets their notifications. But the 1.2 million plus or minus that are Zim holders, we've been told by an extremely high source that it should be tomorrow mid to late afternoon. So that is the long and the short of it. That's looking very good. And I do believe that by starting on the 1st of July, we do know that they plan to have redemption centers open on Friday, the 3rd, Saturday, the 4th of July. Sunday is a question mark. Certain people might go in on Sunday and certain people might not. And then, of course, Monday through the rest of mid-July is probably going to be redemption centers available. And so I believe, based on what I'm hearing, if this holds up, we get what we're looking for either tomorrow or Thursday. And I would think if we get notified tomorrow, we would start setting our appointments either tomorrow evening or Thursday morning. Hard to say. Depends on when they come out. Depends on whether they've got call centers and redemption centers staffed tomorrow evening or not. It may be that we don't even call in until Thursday. So, that is the most prescient information that we have received to date. And our prayer is that this, kind of like they say, you know, from your lips to God's ear. I mean, that's really where we are. We're looking forward to seeing this come to fruition. And everything's pointing toward it. So we should be in good shape with brand new rates. We also heard we're looking for those new rates to come up between tomorrow and Friday, the new rates. If they come up tomorrow, that's a very good sign for us to rock and roll. And if for some reason they're not there, or they're not there until Thursday, well, that says a lot right there. But I think, I believe the idea was for us to have this so that we would have something to celebrate in terms of financial freedom on the 4th of July. That's our Independence Day, and we should have financial independence by the 4th of July, which is Saturday. So we do have a few days yet, and it looks to me like the 1st, the 2nd, looking very good right now for us. And we know that we're gaining on it. We're very close. And, you know, after we get in for our exchanges, med beds are very close. We will let them know if we are a Zim holder and have dire need, medical need, whatever it is. Let them know that. They'll enter that in on the computer. They'll enter that with a few keystrokes, and you'll be notified probably by a phone call, or it could be an email. You'll be notified as to, you know, when your MedBed appointment would be set up. And our understanding was, at last count, for ZIM holders with dire need, it should be within 5 or 6 days, maybe a week, of the exchange. And that's great news. That's very good news. A lot of us are looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the med beds more than I am the financial freedom. To me, that's more meaningful for me. They're both going to be good. Don't get me wrong. Both will be wonderful. And I'm looking forward to getting things cranked up with my projects, which will hopefully be our projects, Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. And so you guys know those are my three projects, and that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't know if there's anything I need to refresh on everybody as far as setting your appointments. As far as we know, the call centers will take the 800 number that's in your SMS message or the email, and there should be AI at first where you would enter a certain code for the currency that corresponds to it. As in, and it might be something like, you know, for Zimbabwe dollar, press 1. For Iraqi dinar, press 2. For Vietnamese dong, press 3. For Afghanistan, you know what I mean? It could be as simple as using your dial pad to indicate not how much you have, but that you have that particular currency or Zimbabwe Zim notes. So, and beyond that, they'll want to know your zip code. So when you enter, I would picture you entering a zip code for the redemption center nearest you, either where you work zip code or your home zip code or wherever it is you anticipate doing an exchange. Most of us will put our home zip code. And then that will trigger either two ways, a connection on that call to a live, breathing person, human, at the Redemption Center, where you'll finish your call setup. You'll get your time, day, date, all of that. Remember not to be more than 10 minutes early for your appointment. You can be 10 minutes early, but not be sitting there ahead of time. They just want you to be on time, maybe up to 10 minutes early for your appointment. And then beyond that, you're not going to have a username for your Quantum account. It's biometric. So you won't have to remember a password. Let me rephrase that. You won't need a password for your Quantum account because the biometric will get you in. That's fingerprint or, thumbprint. And then, of course, you need a 5-digit PIN code and put your email in, which is supposed to be a new email. Supposed to be. We'll see what they say about that. And that'll get you into your Quantum account. And you move money from your Quantum account after the exchanges are totaled into your primary Wells Fargo account. And you keep, you put some money in there that has to last you for 90 days of your projects. So put a decent amount in there that'll take care of you, a car, if you're getting another car, a new car, a home, if you're going to move, whatever you need for your first 3 months. Tell them that's what you want, and then after that, you should be able to move however much you need into that account. And we should be earning interest on the money that is transferred from your Quantum account, which earns zero interest. That's just a safe holding account that's basically backed by the United States Treasury. Once you move those funds in, you are subject to earn interest. And then they'll tell you how much the rate is what you can ask for when you go in. And then, to me, the goal is to get paid that interest every quarter, so that every quarter I have a new goal of a certain amount that I want to invest and spend into people's lives. That's what I'm going to pour into my projects. At least that much. But it could be a pretty good chunk of change, really. It could be really significant. All right, so you got that. Oh, you're going to get the Q phone when you leave. They'll give you one of those to take home. Maybe a certificate for Best Buy for a laptop or a new computer system. Not that we're going to need it, but need the money to get one. But that may be a perk. And then there's a perk sheet from it's about 2 pages long that Wells Fargo should give you to thank you for your business in terms of benefits or perks that you might want to select one or two or whatever on that sheet. And theoretically, they are coming to you tax-free. So something that you'll have to get that. And then that's something you take home and take a look at. And you see something you like, you can let your contact know in a few days, hey, I think this would be good. I'd like this. Or not. You know, some people won't take anything. Some people will try to max the deal out, you know. So let's see. What else? Now, if you don't get rerouted to the redemption center on your call to the call centers, they will give you another number to that redemption center to call to finish your appointment with the call with the redemption center. So you'll either get rerouted on that call to that redemption center or get a toll-free number to get into that. Or it might be just a local phone number, whatever, that'll get you into that redemption center. And the whole time to set your appointment should not take over 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And the time at the redemption center is supposed to take between 30 and 40 minutes. And they've got those things scheduled, boom, 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 all the way through with a few breaks. But, you know, a lot of redemption centers are going to be open until 10 or 11 at night. Some won't need to. And do they want the Zim in first? Because obviously the size of the denominations on those Zim notes are very significant, as you guys know. And I think the banks want to get a piece of that. They want to have some of that to sort of regenerate their own balances. Remember, quantum account doesn't pay interest. It's just a holding account that's tied to the United States Treasury if you're an American. And then the money that you transfer in to your bank account, that's the money that you could earn interest on. And in my case, I'm going to ask for it to be paid out quarterly. So I think that's everything that I needed to tell you guys to bring you up to speed. Make sure you take at least one photo ID. If you have two, take a passport and a driver's license or, you know, student ID if it applies, or a government ID, military ID, whatever. Just take it with you and take a utility bill to show with your address on it, something that has the address where you're living on it. It could be a gas bill, could be electric bill, even a cell phone bill will work, whatever. And you only probably need one. You know, and just do that, and that way you'll be all set. Now, in the meantime, which is where we are, Sue has a new fresh offering tonight, and it is called Startup
Clarity.
Startup Clarity, as in C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, Clarity, like the Clarity Act. Well, all you need to remember for right now is Startup 150 and put that in the subject line of the email that you send Sue. But this particular new course is something that is three segments. Sue, we're going to assume that each one's about, do we have a time on it? Is it an hour, hour and a half each segment or not?
Hour and a half, yep, hour and a half.
Hour and a half each segment. So you've got three of those for $150, 50 bucks each, 150 total. And this is to make you feel comfortable as a startup person starting up your project, starting up with new hires or new people that you're creating with. And this is something that you're going to want to have because you're going to want to put this on as you ladies with a new gown, a new dress, a new, you guys with a new pair of comfortable linen pants, or in my case, shorts, and, you know, be something that you're comfortable in. And so take advantage of this. This is going to be another good one that Sue is offering. This is the first time we're offering this tonight. Now, send it to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Integrated Minds is M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Now, let her know I have the PayPal account to pay the 150 with, or I don't have a PayPal account. She'll invoice you differently if you don't have it. Put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email and send it off. Startup 150, and that'll get it there. And it is to give you clarity as to what you're going to be doing, what you, so that you come out after this teaching, after this, these classes, you come out comfortable with who you are in your future self and what you're going to be doing. You know, that's really the name of the game. So take advantage of it. She's available to send those off to her tonight. She'll be working on those for the next day or so. And get them out there. And that's basically everything that I've got for tonight. So why don't we go ahead, thank Sue for her involvement tonight and every night and for this new offering of the Startup Clarity. And thank you, Bob, for the sale and for the good information that we've got tonight. That is so cool about regenerative farming. I'm glad that we're all over that now, especially thanks to President Trump for the executive order. And thanks to everybody on his cabinet and everybody that's helping to clean up America. When I say clean up, I'm talking clean up on aisles 3, 4, 5, etc. And that's happening. And it needs to continue. And thank you, Jeannie, for your continuous involvement with prayer and praise. Pastor Scott, keep hanging in there. Get completely well at home. And thank you, Doug and GCK, for your tech involvement over the years. And thank you, Satellite Team, for your tech involvement in getting the call out through the satellite, the Starlink satellite system for us all over the globe. And also, thank you, Big Call Universe, for all of the listening over the last 15 years. Let's just believe that we are getting very close to the end of this. And then we can go into the new projects and the new life that we're all looking forward to. So let's pray this out. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the people that have come with prayer requests. Thank you that you've heard our prayers and we're believing for healing where it applies and financial freedom for everybody in Big Call Universe. Thank you for the timing that we have received to come through, to come to fruition. Thank you for regenerative farming to take place not only here but all over the world. And thank you for everything that you're doing to prepare us for this incredible blessing that is very soon to come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night, and let's look forward to seeing what happens tomorrow. Alrighty, so let's do that. And I look forward to talking to you guys Thursday night. God bless you.